This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Obama is standing behind Shinseki on Veterans Administration scandal. And there's a reason for that. We're going to play the clip of Bill Gates coming up where he talks about death panels and how if you kill one old lady, you can hire 10 teachers. They are selling the idea that someone has to lose for you to gain. As they shrink the size of the pie, they sell the idea that a collapsing economy, a collapsing culture, collapsing choices, collapsing economic diversity is what will deliver funds and jobs and money to the bureaucratic class as they slit their own throats. And this is, of course, diametrically opposed to real economic theorem. It's been proven to be accurate. We're going to be breaking that down coming up today. And we've got a lot of VA whistleblowers coming to us. A senior individual at a major veterans hospital on the East Coast, that's all I can say because the person's so senior. Now that I think about it in hindsight, we probably should have just not even interviewed him via the phone. We should have done a transcript and then said what hospital. Doesn't matter. We're a credible news organization. We don't make up sources. The trolls, probably government, probably Pentagon, are all over the story on Infowars.com and YouTube saying, oh, we don't believe this. It's made up. Really? We've got a whole bunch of whistleblowers coming forward who are going to name names and who are going to say who they are. And we've got veterans. And some of our own crew that are veterans have been going into the VA. And you're not going to believe what's been happening to them at the Austin VA that is listed as being involved in the death list, the death panels. And by the way, we've got video, everything, okay? We're just trying to absorb all the intel we've got with our small organization. There are death lists, and we've got members of the Democratic Party coming out, like Bill Press. We have video of that coming up, disgustingly saying it's a Republican conspiracy theory following the Hillary Bill Clinton memo from 1995. I mean, Bill Clinton could be caught on top of Monica Lewinsky and he would say, it's a conspiracy theory. Well, Bill, I mean, you're actually involved in intercourse. Bill, we could film a porno movie right now with you and Monica. No, that's not what that is. I'm a gynecologist. And, you know, we can make jokes all day about this. This is incredibly serious because they just sit up there denying everything that's going on in plain view. And it's a standard denial, but that video and audio is up on Infowars.com. VA supervisor, older veterans should be shot in the head to save money. And then it gets into the whole death list where this person has to sit there in administration in these bioethics board meetings where they're deciding to deny care to Korean War and Vietnam vets. And there is a disdain for them. You know, my dad's a physician, and he told me about the attitude of some physicians, especially newer ones, that, you know, it's just time for old folks to die. They don't want to nurture and deal with old ladies or old men. It's like, just go die. And this is an anti-human attitude. We're going to kill babies, 53 million of them. We're going to say black people aren't humans. We're going to on and on and on. We're going to say old people aren't humans. We're going to say babies aren't humans in the Journal of Bioethics. Remember that a few years ago? They said, kill babies up to age 3. And Bill Gates sits there to a bunch of teachers going, if we don't give granny health care, we can hire 10 teachers. They're not going to give you more money, you idiot teachers. They're selling you on the idea of death. in Newsweek, the case for killing Granny. It's disgusting. That's coming up. And more. Stay with us.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. Never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look.
Isn't that the way? Everybody's got their dues in life to pay. Well, I know. Nobody knows. Gentlemen, it is already Wednesday, the 21st day of May, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. Where to begin? I've got to say, we have to begin with DrudgeReport.com. This video and audio is also up on InfoWars.com. Dim. We've proved communism works. Joe Garcia, has come out publicly during a committee hearing and said that we've proven communism works. Ladies and gentlemen, communism from North Korea to China to Russia creates unmitigated hell. And we have been purposely maneuvered to go bankrupt and have a domesticated, sickly population. Every metric, from our IQs to our education to our income, shows we're going to hell in a handbasket. JFK in 1961 cut the main tax rate by 50%. The other major tax bracket by 33%. You can look that up. Federal tax receipts doubled the next year. Why then do they want to keep raising taxes when it lowers tax receipts, when it stalls the economy? Because the globalists, by and large, are exempt from the taxes they foist on us. Communism doesn't exist. It's a political term to con the general public back into slavery and to make your labor controlled by central committees who live in giant palaces and who suppress the population with paramilitary police wearing black uniforms and ski masks. But I want to play the disgusting audio of this before we get into the bombshell VA news that's now broken at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go ahead and go to this disgusting clip of Joe Garcia. Here it is.
You prove that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime. But that isn't what we should be doing on the border. The kind of money that we've poured into there. And we're having a diminishing return. So while we're doing, we're spending all this money here, we have border problems in Puerto Rico, where we haven't been able to set up a system that's safe there. And people are finding alternative routes. But the opportunity to get this right and the mistake.
There we go. So a guy that's for communism wants open borders here. And then they give you a government job producing nothing. It doesn't matter. You can vote to control the whole country now under democracy. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. What's for dinner? The sheep. And those of us that produce are the sheep. We are disdained. We are hated. We are persecuted. And misery loves company. The giant unwashed masses that have grown up now, multi-generations on welfare, don't care that Warren Buffett's tax-exempt. Don't care that Bill Gates is tax-exempt. Don't care that their trillions are washed through international banks, that they're above the law. Don't care they have jet copters. Don't care. Don't care if they have five kids when they're telling you not to have kids. They don't care. They hate the guy that lives in a nice house and has a nice car. And our journey into this abject slavery is getting really, really close, ladies and gentlemen. There are at least 10 different Obama czars on record. You've heard them. We played them here. Saying that Mao Zedong and Lenin and people were wonderful. And that we need communism. In my experience, these high-level leftist operatives are deploying a type of communism for the general public, but they themselves don't even understand how the tax-free foundations are running at all, and they are useful idiots who literally can hardly talk. When you get around establishment minions and even mid-level functionaries, even high-level functionaries, they don't know what's going on. They are useful idiots in the very sense of V.I. Lenin's quote about useful idiots. Here's a headline. Substitute teacher fired for asking fourth graders for dating advice. That's up in New York, investigators say. She was just asking him, you know, what she thought about, you know, the type of guys she should date. But it's okay to teach first graders about anal sex and to show them videos of two men kissing at a, quote, gay proposal. That's literally promoting pedophilia, in my view. Sexualizing children. But then some teacher goes, hey, I'm dating a couple guys. Who do you think I ought to go out with? Just some woman thinking about the guys she's dating, shooting her mouth off. Maybe she should have gotten censored. Maybe she should have gotten suspended for a week without pay. But no, she's fired. I always love how that is. You're fired for something petty, but then if it's state-sponsored, you can teach the most horrible stuff imaginary. That's just an example of how this system works. Man claims Albuquerque police caused him to lose a testicle. We're continuing our investigation of what's happening in Albuquerque, where the police are just executing people left and right and getting awards for the feds while they do it. That's all coming up. We've got huge news on the TEPCO releasing contaminated water into the sea, 560 tons of contaminated water. It's bigger than the original disaster weekly as it continues to melt down five of the six reactors. It's just ongoing. So that's just some of the news on that front. Also, White House picking up pace on executive orders. And Boehner says that Obama will hit a brick wall if he continues to operate dictatorially. Well, not if Boehner has anything to do about it. Boehner's there to act like he's doing something while helping get the whole agenda through, playing golf on a weekly basis with Obama. Also, I want to get into political correctness mind control. People keep calling them idiots. They keep calling them morons. They keep calling the environmentalists wackos. They're not wackos. They're taking over our whole country and world, putting smart meters in to track us. They're shutting down our energy sources. They're shutting down all industry they don't control. They're putting in surveillance systems to track all human activity. They are conquering us. And the average low-level environmentalist means well. They just don't understand the big picture. But now, dovetailing that, this is out of East Greenwich newspaper, and they report this with a straight face. Cole Middle School cancels Honors Night because it's seen as exclusive, and anything exclusive is deemed racist. And also they're saying stop using the term hump day on Wednesdays. That, too, is racist. And petting zoos are now racist. I'm not kidding. We're going to be breaking this down. Because, well, if there's a camel at it, that puts down Arabs. And you heard it. If you have a party with Mexican food, it's not because you like Mexican food. If you have a fiesta party and invite your friends over and you know, have a pinata, I had pinatas almost every birthday. I loved them. It's because my parents were racist, not because it was fun and I asked for a pinata. Cowboy hats are Spanish and come from Mexico. So I guess it's racist that I wore a cowboy hat when I worked on ranches. Folks, what this is conscious, again, conscious takeover of society across the board, where everything is politically incorrect and a thought crime, so that you won't say or do anything, and so anyone can be denounced at any time. This is right out of the Soviet Union. The term hate speech and hate crime is from the Soviet Union. It was developed in the 40s.
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Okay, well, if you like that commercial, you may be racist.
Guess what day it is?
The University of St. Thomas in Minnesota now canceling an event to celebrate the end of the year after some people complained about bringing a hump day camel.
Now, again, folks, people love to have fun. And they're now saying that, you know, if you want to get a midget for your birthday party, well, that's how some of those folks make money. That's how ancient jesters in most courts from China to England were dwarves and midgets. They even say the word dwarf or midget is quote, you know, mean now. They're taking every term and making it bad. And sure, it would be fun, I would think, if it's fun for the person coming to do it. They choose to make money doing that. Is that something bad? You could even argue that's bad. But now it's going to move on to a camel offends one Arab, so you can't have a camel at a petting zoo. Or you can't have valedictorians or an honors event. That's like saying, well, they're getting rid of dodgeball. They're getting rid of sports at a lot of schools because, see, all the kids can't win. Well, that's how life is. Some people are better looking. Some people are better at math. Some people are better at social skills. Some people are better at mechanical type things. Some people like working in the fields. Some people just aren't as smart as others. And so they literally want to lower everyone else to the standards of whatever they set. It's an attack on women. It's an attack on men. It's an attack on heterosexuals. The existence of heterosexuals is hateful. That's taught on many universities, that all sex between a man and a woman is rape. That's the standard feminist line. That's not feminist. That's CIA exterminism to screw up the male-female relationship to destabilize society. And now you can't have honors night and you can't have a petting zoo. This is the total tyranny.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com. That's colloidalresearch.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
So Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, says he hasn't heard of the VA scandal. We're replaying that clip. Bill Press went further. He went on television on the Rockefeller Channel, state-funded MSNBC, and said that it's a Republican conspiracy theory. There's no problems at the VA. There's no suicides. There's no death list, even though they're on record to exist. None of that is happening. So I thought that we should play this Bill Gates clip from 2 years ago of him on national television promoting death panels that Ezekiel Emanuel, who wrote most of the bill, promotes and that Newsweek promotes in the cover story, The Case for Killing Granny. So the death panels are in the bill. It's going nationwide, not just in the VA. And they want to play this game of telling you it doesn't exist. Kind of like the drone program doesn't exist. Remember when Gibbs was told to say it didn't exist a decade after it was public? It's like saying the Eiffel Tower doesn't exist. This is what they think of you. Remember, they're not liberals. They're ultra-fascist liars who know what they're doing. Michael Moore has 6 armed bodyguards. I've seen them. I videotaped them. He admits he has them. He doesn't want you to have a gun. He says you're a white racist if you have one. But he's a disgusting tyrant who has bodyguards, just like Dianne Feinstein, just like Chuckie Schumer, just like Obama. Let's go to Bill Gates. Here's the clip.
That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
that's an interesting thing you just said, which is just the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money. It means we lay off 3 teachers to do so. I mean, in other words, we
stop right there. And the reason I play that clip up front is we have the clips in the article by Paul Watson for the Journal of Pediatrics, Bioethics, saying kill babies up to age 3, they're not humans, kill old people. We have all the different quotes. This is what they're pushing. So you can understand the audio that we have of the VA supervisor who's senior at a major East Coast base. I'm going to leave it at that. He was told by another administrator that older veterans should be shot in the head to save money. And we're talking to this guy right now about just going completely public. Supervisors said older veterans should be taken outside and shot in the head to save money. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And so I want to go to the audio of that. And the full 15-minute interview is up on Infowars.com. Here it is.
Where you have supervisors in supervisory positions in this hospital that have been made statements, racial slurs against veterans, have made statements that, you know, older veterans, they should just be taken outside and shot in the head because they're worthless. And this person still works there, and he's still a supervisor.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So this is an exclusive breaking news up at Infowars.com dealing with this. And then meanwhile, we have the incredible denials of people like Carney saying that he first learned of it from the media. Here's that clip.
And just to follow up on that, when was the president first made aware of these problems, of these fraudulent lists that were being kept to hide the wait times? When was he first made aware of those problems? And when did other White House officials, top White House officials, become aware of these problems?
When you say these problems, the fact that there have been bureaucracy,
some time, but the
specific allegations that I think were reported first by your network out of Phoenix, I believe we learned about them through the reports. I will double check if that's not the case, but that's when we learned about them, and that's when, as I understand, Secretary Shinseki learned about them and immediately took the action that he has taken, including instigating his own review or initiating his own review, but also requesting that the Inspector General investigate. And I think, again, I would point you to his testimony as well as the Inspector General's testimony last week.
And by the way, Obama is now standing behind General Shinseki, who heads up the VA, saying, you know, that we're going to up our game and try to make it a little better. I want to explain something here. We're going to come back and document this. This is being done by design. This is being done on purpose, on record, to get rid of the veterans. It's called eugenics. It's called population control. We're going to break it down straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents. My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You're a VA whistleblower or any other type of government whistleblower or a listener that's got news tips for us. We break national news stories every week here, global news stories every week. Send your tips to showtips at Infowars.com. If you want us to use your identity, say that in the email. If you don't want it used, tell us in the email. We'll protect your identity. Send any provisos you've got. But Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs has been going through his email, and he's back there right now in the news studio recording interviews on video Skype with more whistleblowers. And I'll just tell you point blank, he's already been down at the Austin VA getting enrolled himself. He's got a lot of combat injuries and that still need treatment. And they spelled his name wrong and wouldn't give him care for internal bleeding for over a month. They said in July he can come see him. That's all on tape. And he has the police throwing him out of the parking lot on video just on Monday. You just got so much footage, you got to get around to putting it on air. And saying, well, because of the scandal, you can't interview veterans out here. Because what he does is he goes in, he talks to veterans inside, free speech. And he says, well, come outside, here's my card, I'll interview you. And they don't want that going on. Well, you're not going to stop everybody. Everybody, just shoot a YouTube interview on your iPhone. Upload it. Put it to YouTube. All of you can do this. And I like Staff Sergeant Biggs because, you know, he gets it. He served multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and had Michael Hastings embedded with him from Esquire magazine and some big battles. And so those got written up in major stories. And then Biggs, of course, we got to know in Biggs whenever they murdered Michael Hastings, blew his car up when he was on the run from the feds. And the feds threatened the family and stuff and told him not to go to the press. And then we got threatened. We were sending reporters out to California. We still did it. And so that's the kind of reporter I want, is somebody that's not a coward. Because all the rest of his friends and family were intimidated. So you can also send your veterans tips to jbiggs@infowars.com. Just the initial J, as in jumping jack. jbiggs@infowars.com. jbiggs@infowars. Yeah, and there's two G's. Yeah, I don't know why we always do things like, you know, D night or whatever. It just ought to be night, or it ought to be, you know what I mean? Just like the simplest emails possible. I'm not complaining. I just, I'm always saying simple emails, and it's like, it ought to be like veterans@infowars.com. In fact, we'll create that email right now, and then that's something that he can check. Or vets@infowars. Vets@infowars. We'll set up vets@infowars right now. And that can be something everybody checks, because there's no way Joe can handle all this.
Get IT on that.
None of us can handle all this. There are just too many whistleblowers coming in, which is a good thing. But that's why I say you should do your own YouTube. And by the way, I tell these whistleblowers, why not just go public? It's the fear of losing the pension. It's the fear of repercussions that has allowed this tyranny to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Because everyone's afraid of being persecuted or prosecuted or retaliated against for exposing corruption to the point where people won't report on any type of corruption. But what is politically correct is to ban dodgeball and ban any type of fiesta parties at colleges or high schools. Oh, sorry. You can't have a fiesta party, you know, in your health class, in your home class, because tacos are racist. And again, it's meant to make it crazy. Oh, you drew a picture of a gun, or you wrote about guns in your fiction essay. You're going to be arrested and given psychological evaluation. Even though you wrote an article about your dad, who's a Marine Corps captain, and told a story about the firearms the Marines use. People are actually, the SWAT teams are called, folks. Again, you can't have valedictorians. You can't have honors balls to honor people that did well in school and who kept their nose clean. Because that's discriminatory. Everything is discriminatory, ladies and gentlemen, except Obama, 50 million, 100 million sometimes on his trips. That's all acceptable. That's all a good thing. Red carpets, all the rest of it. Arresting all the homeless people in Eastern European and African and Latin American cities when he lands so it looks good when he's there. And then he tells Africans, you can't have a car. You can't have air conditioning because it hurts the earth, but I'm going to land in Air Force One. Look at this headline just out. Rabbi, Little League coach, law officers among 70 arrested in online child porn ring. And you know, when I see these type of headlines, I ask myself, is this a group of people that were good and are being set up? Or is it a group of people that were bad, who didn't play ball or being shut up? Or is it real? During the course of the investigation, nearly 600 desktop and laptop computer tablets, smartphones, and other devices containing a total of 175 terabytes of storage data were seized. Agents are still examining the devices to locate and catalog evidence, an arduous task that could result in more arrests. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children will also use its analysts to review the images to see whether it can identify children using databases of known victims. This is out of New York, ladies and gentlemen. NBC New York reporting on that. You know, there are a lot of good people in the police, even in the FBI, that do go after real child exploiters, but they never talk about DynCorp. They never talk about the big globalist groups, the UN, trafficking and openly taking children by CPS, or how DynCorp, under its new name, is the biggest private CPS contractor in the United States. That's a telltale sign that they're always busting Homeland Security deputy directors flying to cities to meet with small children and rock and roll people trying to meet with, you know, little kids or whatever. But they're never allowed to go after the top of the food chain. Just thought I'd mention that, you know, while we're worried about taco bars being racist or petting zoos being racist or somebody wanting to bring a camel to the school as a hump day joke. I mean, in the whole world of trendiness, that's what's done is quirky things. Funny things. You know, show up to your wedding in a Godzilla outfit. And I kind of get that area of trendiness, practical jokes, doing goofy things. I privately do stuff like that around the office when I have time and with friends and family. It's fun. It's what makes life fun. It has nothing to do with putting down Arabs for a college fraternity to get a camel at its party. That's how you make a party fun. And I guess the rest of the politically correct people out there don't understand how to have fun. No, they actually do. They want to dictate to you what's acceptable, and they want you to look to them as the authority of what is acceptable. And the answer to all this political correctness is to say, you're a distraction to make us all guilty of something, so we will be guilt-tripped into going along with your anti-gun, anti-family, globalist agenda. And so you can have the moral high ground while you warehouse the veterans to die, kill the old people, forced abortions, infanticide, rob us with foreign banks, trillions of dollars every few months, wreck our whole future, engage in genetic engineering of the whole planet. While you're overthrowing creation itself, you want to distract us and make words criminal and reduce the language down to nothing because everyone's afraid to communicate because they'll be called politically incorrect. Who cares what you psychological authoritarians have to say? It's important to be politically incorrect just to show them they're not the boss. Because as you go along with political correctness, they're going to make it more and more ridiculous on purpose to make the area of accepted political activity smaller and smaller. I went to work out this morning at a gym with my personal trainer. And I was standing up at the front about to leave. And he was telling me, you know, be sure and do this, be sure and do that, be sure and, you know, juice. And the guy behind the counter goes, hey, Pat, did you hear Hump Day's now racist? And Pat had heard about it, and he goes, yeah, you're not allowed to have petting zoos or camels. And these women got mad at us and were shaking their heads and were upset, whispering they shouldn't be talking like that. So just us talking about the insanity of the politically correct anti-free speech religion was a abomination desolation. And I told you, I've seen people go, hey, you know, Martin Springs, hey, let's look at Chinese food. Everybody goes, whoa, dude. Don't be racist. Communication is now racist. to say, oh, yeah, you know, black folks, oh, that's racist. To say African-American is racist. To say Anglo is racist. Everything, just be totally obsessed, totally freaked out, totally on eggshells where you don't say or do anything. Well, meanwhile, these are nothing but cultural Marxists ruling over us, laughing at us, saying, you don't like, you know, turning your guns in, you're racist. You don't like Obamacare, you're racist. Where you're so scared of being called a racist, you'll do whatever they say. You people have no power. You're a joke. People need to realize that you have no power. It is so incredibly frustrating to see these people consciously doing this. Yes, it sounds crazy and over the top to someone that's 50 years old or 35 years old or 40 years old or 60 years old to say that if you have a fiesta party for a fundraiser for your fraternity and you have enchiladas and tacos, that it's racist. But for people that are young, they go, okay, we won't have toga parties. Okay, that's racist against Greeks. And okay, we won't have the taco parties. And then remember earlier this year in Colorado and several other states, they said, don't have costume parties. They said it last October as well during Halloween, where you have stereotypes of a cowboy, of a bandito, of a geisha girl, of a Native American. That's racist. No, it's not. It's fun. It's fun to dress up like a Native American, and you don't mean any disrespect to Native Americans to dress up like a Native American. The girls love to do that. Little Pocahontas outfits. And then you dress up like a cowboy, or vice versa. This is really meant to be mind control, ladies and gentlemen. And it's about making people feel bad. Because they know the average young person is the opposite of racist. So they've got to be taught now that there's something new to be guilty about. And I know most of you know that, folks, but we've got veterans being warehoused and not given health care. And we've got people like Bill Press saying the VA scandal is just another Republican Party conspiracy theory. I'm going to play that clip in a moment. And Jay Carney saying he just heard about it. While Bill Gates says, hey, kill a teacher. I mean, kill an old lady, hire three teachers. This is a culture of death. They are destroying our future. They are annihilating our industry. We're being shut down, and they've got us worried about taco bars and that there's honors night for an honors dinner with the teachers and the principals to hang out with the young adults that are about to graduate who have A pluses and who've shown they want to succeed at life, and they want to go meet with teachers and the principals. They want to show they're part of society. They want to learn to go to business meetings. That's how you learn to dress nice and go to the meetings and go to the valedictorian meetings and go to the honors meetings, and that's where you go. Hey, where are you thinking about going to college? Well, that's where I went. You ought to come by the corporate offices of the law firm downtown, and we'll get you to know the people. So that as soon as you get ready to go to law school in 4 years, I think we may have a place for you. That's how you go meet people, because it's not about your, just about your grades. It's about you sit there at the banquet and are charming and talk to people. These are life skills, and the system doesn't want you to have those life skills on the golf course or at having cocktails, whatever. I'm telling you where business is done. It's done at the gym. It's done over cocktails. It's done at the country club. It's done at the corporate meetings. That's where you get jobs. That's where you succeed in life. And they're saying, oh, we didn't do good in school. We don't like the fact that you're going to go to a honors ball. This is an attack on reality, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists don't want men to be warriors. They don't want women to be women. They want you to be dumb, helpless jellyfish that go and enroll in government welfare. It's just like the Democratic representative came out and said, communism has worked under Obama. Yeah, it's worked in butchering this country. Let's go out to break with Bill Press. Here's Bill Press. It's a conspiracy theory to admit that the veterans are on death list and committing suicide in record numbers. Here it is.
You know, let's remember, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is the law of the land. And the people who are ignoring the law are the governors who won't put Medicaid in their states or these House Republicans who tried to repeal it 54 times. This is just another big lie. But, you know, on the conspiracies, you're right. They went after Obamacare. They were going to run on that this year. That ran out of gas because it's doing so well. So now they turn to Benghazi. This is soon going to run out of gas. What's next? The VA. I'll bet you that's what they're going to run on next.
Well, they're trying to make the VA. It's conspiracy. It's fear-mongering.
I want to explain something. We told you about the death panels. They admit the death panels, the rationing of care, where they charge you more for less. It's what they do in Europe. It's what they do in Canada. Brock Lesnar of the UFC couldn't even get surgery in Canada, folks. Remember that? I mean, I know people in Canada. Paul Watson had strep throat a few years ago, almost died. He couldn't get health care, and they wouldn't let him go to a private doctor even though he had the money. And he finally threw fits and got the care he needed. I mean, they say there's no $5,000 fine. Of course there is. It's in the stinking bill.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
And supervisory positions in this hospital that have been made statements, racial slurs against veterans, have made statements that, you know, older veterans, they should just be taken outside and shot in the head because they're worthless. And this person still works there, and he's still a supervisor.
That is a senior individual at a major East Coast facility. And we're working on whether we can just say where the facility is, but obviously the voice is easy to recognize. So we should play that by ear with these other big whistleblowers and maybe just do transcripts so we can then say where they work. Because that's then what draws the attention to it. But it's at one of the biggest VA hospitals on the East Coast. And it's a 15-minute interview. I mean, it is just warehousing them and not giving them treatment and just waiting for them to die. And that's what we've now learned about Austin, what we've learned about Phoenix. And it is the policy to not give these people treatment. I remember it was 15 years ago or so, we started learning it was in Kansas City. They'd strap down the old vets from World War II, Korea, and flies would actually go up their nose and lay eggs in the sinus, and maggots would eat their brain. And then I guess it turns into a VA joke, because it turned out there were cases in Washington State, Texas, you name it after that, where the only deaths from maggots in this country tend to be at VA hospitals and some nursing homes. And look, they don't have insurance to pump. They just want more. That's the attitude of, we'll get raises and have more money if we didn't have to take care of these old people. And you go to the VA facilities now, according to the vets that work here, and they have these special cops there, these mercenary types that get in your face, boss you around. They treat them really bad. And my dad always talked about doing volunteer work in the VA hospital, how nightmarish it was. And some are better than others, but Biggs went in, like I said, Monday to get signed up here. He lives here now. And they got his name wrong. First, they said, well, you can come for your internal bleeding in July, because he was in a one IED that Special Forces dug him out of, where it blew up the armored vehicle and burned up inside, and he breathed all the fumes and smoke and fire, and it burned his lungs and esophagus, so he coughs up blood all the time. I've seen him do it. And he's bleeding real bad right now, and he went in there and just has blood leaking into his stomach down his and into his lungs. And they just told him, you know, you can come in July. We may be able to do something. And then they said, sorry, it's going to be longer because they've misspelled his name in the computer. And he just said, so what do I do? And they just said, well, hopefully you won't die. And he'd be on air right now talking about it. But he's in there taping interviews on Skype with more whistleblowers right now. And so that's how it works. He tells a story about one time he was being flown out of Ramstein back to the U.S. in his bloody uniform. They put it back on him at the hospital. That's the type of care they get. They didn't get him. He was flown out, medevaced out of Afghanistan to Germany. So they dressed him back up in his combat uniform with shrapnel holes in the chest and legs and blood all over it and dirt and other things. And he's going through. When he gets to the U.S., the TSA pulls him out and yells at him for an hour and a half, saying, why are we picking up explosives? And and they were trying to cut open his cast, sticking probes in. And he was saying, look, I got blown up by shrapnel from a mortar. Here's my paperwork. He had IVs hooked in him, everything. I mean, that's how screwed up this country is. The media says they love veterans all day. The system hates you with a passion. And Homeland Security trains for war with you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Citizen TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what
propaganda they put.